Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi, Maseches Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. We begin 15 lines off the top of the Yomit. Umimot says Mukmas Lakir Rebbe. How could we establish that the Mishnah, which indicates that Yom HaKippurim can atone for a person, can cleanse him, even though he did not personally do teshuva? So the experience of Yom Kippur, the Kedusha, the elevated status, is greater than the person himself, right? Even without teshuva, you can still experience Kapara from Yom Kippur and the Soir HaMishtaleach, right? The goat that's sent off the mountain. That's going to atone for him even without teshuva. And that is the opinion of Rebbe. How could you say the Mishnah is going like Rebbe? Umi matzis mukmas loke Rebbe. V'homed esei for Rabbi Yehudi. Because Yeshua, continue further on to the next part of the Mishnah. So we're speaking back on Avbeis and Medbeis. We have that long Mishnah, which is actually a full parak of Mishnayos. The entire first parak of Maseches Shavuos, all concentrated together into one continuous discussion there. So at the end of that long Mishnah, that Beis Amud Beis, we have a discussion regarding the role of the Soir HaMishtaleach, right? The goat that sent off the mountain. And the Mishnah says like this. So in segment number one, part one of that piece, it tells us the extent, the scope of its coverage. It addresses any type of Aveira. Kalois, Chamurois, Asei, Lois Asei, as we discussed yesterday. Then, in part two of that section, we speak about who the intended beneficiaries are. Who's going to tap into this kapara? Whether it's just Yisraelim or perhaps Kohanim as well. Okay, so in part two, we have Rabbi Yehuda speaking. He's not actually mentioned in the Mishnah, but we're going to see later. It's going to be traced back to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to be his opinion, which is stated in the Mishnah, that the Soir HaMishtaleach addresses for everybody. It takes care of everybody's issues. It's Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, no differentiation. So if part B of that segment is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could we say part A is following an entirely different sheet of Rabbi? That's the kasha. Umi matzis mukmas lak Rabbi, how could you suggest that part A of that segment is in line with Shitas Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without the Shuva, Vaha, but still, Midasefer, Rabbi Yehudi. Since part B is going like Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Nami, Rabbi Yehudi will assume that the Reisha, part A, is also following Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say it's Rebbe? Tiktani Sefer, let's have a look at the second part of that piece. Echad Yisrael, who benefits from the Soir HaMishtaleach? Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kohanim, v'echad Kohen Mashuach, whether you're just an ordinary Yisrael, or a Kohen God. Now, Uman Islei HaSvara. Who's the author of this opinion? Who holds that the Soir HaMishtaleach covers for all these segments of our population? Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So, if part B is Rabbi Yehuda, Mechlal, let's assume the Reish Rabbi Yehuda at the first part of that section of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehuda speaking. How could we say it's Rebbe? I'm Rav Yosef. Why not? It can be like both. Rebbe, we know the Tana who compiled the Mishnah, he says Rebbe. So in fact, it's Shitas Rebbe. And he actually held like Rabbi Yehuda with respect to the intended beneficiaries of the Soir HaMishtaleach. V'sava like Rabbi Yehuda. He was like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's compatible. So segment A is Rebbe, and segment B is Rebbe in following with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So interestingly, Rabbi Yosef picked it this way, that it's Rebbe in line with Rabbi Yehuda. Now we know that Rabbi Yehuda was Rebbe's Rebbe. He was his teacher. So Abaye asked him, only Abaye, Dafka Kamamar? Were you being exacting in the way you presented this equation, that Rebbe sava like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Avo Rabbi Yehuda lo sava like Rebbe, but perhaps Rabbi Yehuda will not follow Rebbe's Shita with respect to the other point of the power of Yom Kippur to be mechapir even without teshuva. So is it just this way but not that way? So Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippur is mechapir without teshuva, will also follow Rabbi Yehuda's shita in terms of scope of coverage. But in the reverse, it wouldn't be true, meaning Rabbi Yehuda would not necessarily adopt Rebbe's shita with respect to the scope of the power of Yom Kippur. Oidilma, or perhaps, it's a two-way street. The Rebbe sovel like Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding scope. After Rabbi Yehuda, sovel like Namiki Rebbe, likewise Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rebbe that Yom Kippur, yeah, is mechapir even without the shuva. Now, if that would be the case, why did you specifically say that was Rebbe following Rabbi Yehuda? Miu urcha demilsa, it's just a matter of, you know, appropriate expression, derech eretz, ketani lememar, to say it this way, the Talmud, sovel like Rabbi, the Talmud, whose Rebbe follows his teacher, Rabbi Yehuda, but in fact, perhaps it goes both ways, that Rabbi Yehuda concurs with Rebbe's chiddush that Yom Kippur is mechapir even without the shuva. So which way is it? Amar Leis, Rabbi Yosef says, actually, I was very exact in the way I said it. In Dafka Kamina, that Rebbe sovel like Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So on the one hand, Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechapir even l'sh'ein shavim, even without the shuva. And with respect to the power, the scope of the Sarim Mishtel Layach, in terms of, you know, beneficiaries, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It covers for everybody. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Aval, but it's not true in the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda, lo yisavel like Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Yisrael Meshtalech addresses everybody, he will not hold like Rabbi with respect to the power of Yom Kippur to be mechaper even without the Shuvah. How do I know this is true? The Sani, Bava Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that Yom Kippur requires teshuva in order to be effective. The sign Yochel Yehi Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Shavim Val Sheinan Shavim. Perhaps Yom Kippur could cleanse whether one did teshuva or whether he did not. The answer is it doesn't. V'dinu, let's figure it out. Hoyel v'chatos v'asham mechaper. We find that the karbonis atone. We have v'chatos v'asham. Yom Kippur Mechaper. Likewise, Yom Kippur has the power of kapara. Let's make a comparison. Let's draw a parallel. Ma chatas va'asham, ein machapren ella al ha'shavim. Certainly a carbon can only take care of a person who does the shuva. How do we know? Rashi says it's a pasuk in Bamidbar hey v'yisvadu as chatosam in va'yikra hey v'yisvada asher chata olel. The pasuk clearly relates the carbon to teshuva. It's a precondition to have the effect of the carbon. You have to do teshuva. Af yom kippur, and likewise yom kippur, ein machapren ella al ha'shavim. Only atones for people who personally did the effort of teshuva. Says the Gemara, well, who says it's a good matchup? Because ma lachatas va'asham she'ein mechapren ala mezit geshogei, perhaps lachatas va'asham don't have the same power of Yom Kippur, because you see, typically, a carbon like a chatas and asham are not mechapren. Only on shogei, on unintentional acts, but not on mezit. There are some exceptions Rashi brings, but typically, it can't take care of a mezid, but Yom Kippur can. It's more powerful. Toimar, Yom Kippurim, how could you compare to Yom Kippur shemachapra la a mezid kishogi? It could be machapra even on a mezid, just like it does a shogi. And perhaps, if that's so, hoyil machapra la mezid kishogi, just like it has expanded abilities and can address even a mezid, perhaps teshuva is not a precondition. Yichapra la shavim, val she'enan shavim. It could address whether he did teshuva or not. That's what I would think. Here comes the answer, Talmud Lamer, no. The Pasuk says, Ach, Ach, be'osra l'chodesh ha'shvi, azeh, yoyim ha'kippurim hu. And the word Ach, chilek, divides, limits, restricts. Yom Kippur can do lots, but it requires one's efforts of teshuva as well. Now, this is a brayse in Sifra, which is Teres Koyanim, the elaboration of Sefer Vayikra. So, Stam Sifra. Now again, we're looking for Rabbi Yehuda. This Brisa doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda by name, but an unnamed Brisa in Teres Koyanim is typically Mani, who is speaking Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, it's just something we knew, that typically an unnamed, anonymous Brisa in Teres Koyanim is Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll assume this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. The Kama and the Brisa clearly states that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Yom Kippur can only address Shavim in, only those who did Teshuvah, Loi Shavim Loi, but otherwise not. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not hold up Rebbe that Yom Kippur could just act independent of Teshuvah. Asks the Gemara just a side question now. We seem to have a contradiction within the Teres Koyanim itself. V'rami stam sifra, a stam sifra will pit up an unnamed brisa and teres kohenim against another one, which seems to say otherwise. Seems to say Yom Kippur can work independent of teshuva. The sani, you have another brisa in teres kohenim. Yochel loy yehei Yom Kippur mechaper elam kenis anaboy. Perhaps Yom Kippur only works, only cleanses, on condition that this fellow fasted. He called it as a holy day. Rashi says it means he was makabal the kedusha by saying the brachos, the tefillah of you know makadosh Yisrael, the Yom Kippurim, and he refrained from work. Only he can benefit from the kapara of Yom Kippur. What if he misbehaved on that day? He didn't bother fasting. He worked. Menayin. How do we know that he also can benefit from Yom Kippur and get kapara tamalayim? Yom Kippurim who? So the extra lashon here is to tell you, mikol mokem, regardless of his errant activities, regardless of whether he cooperated with the experience of Yom Kippur, he will still benefit from it. Mikol mokem. So clearly, Yom Kippur can be mechaper even without teshuva. Look, he's working, he's fasting on Yom Kippur. Amar Abaye leikashu, harabi v'rabi Yudah. Says Abaye, look, typically we assume a stam sifros Rabbi Yudah speaking, in which case it would be contradictory to the other Rabbi Yudah. But, you know, it isn't necessarily an absolute fact. And apparently this brisa, despite being in Teres Kohenim, is actually Roshitas Rebbe, mentioned earlier that Yom Kippur can work independently of Teshuvah. Whereas the previous brisa, which says it requires Teshuvah, is Rebbe Yudah speaking. Rav Amarora says, let me give you a different solution to your kasha. Havaha Rebbe, perhaps both brises. This most recent one, which says Yom Kippur could work independent of Teshuvah, and the previous one, which says it needs to be combined with Teshuvah, Havaha Rebbe, both are reflective of Shitas Rebbe, who says Yom Kippur can be Mechaper regardless. So what are we going to say about that previous brisa, which seems to say that it requires Teshuvah? Umoy de Rebbe, even Rebbe would agree, Bekares de Yoyma, a transgression which generates Kares, pertaining to Yom Kippur itself, so he violated the day itself. He ate on the day, he worked on the day. That's different. In that case, he can't benefit from Yom Kippur's kapara. He's rejecting Yom Kippur by opposing it. So there, it doesn't work without teshuva. And I'll prove my point that kares d'yayma, transgression which relates to the day itself, is very different. Because otherwise, if you would not agree with me on this point, so basically he's proving his point. Kares d'yayma kippurim l'rebi. Leslie, you know, the pasuk warns, one transgresses Yom Kippur, he gets kares. According to Rebbe, it would seem to be non-existent because as soon as he does something wrong on Yom Kippur, instant kapara. Apparently, it doesn't work like that because he's rejecting the power of the day. Says Umar, no, it's not necessarily a proof. Alam aloi, mishkachasla. Why not? You can come up with a case where circumstantially, he's just not availing himself to Yom Kippur. He's going to Ovid Balelia, Umeis. Suppose he did something wrong the night of Yom Kippur and he died before daybreak. So day hasn't yet arrived. L'chpur relayed to atone for him, and the Pasuk says, Kibayoimazay, Chapar Alecha, that day has to be there to be Machapur. Perhaps that's the case. Then he'll get Kares. But if he would have done something during daytime, perhaps he does get instant Kapar, despite the fact that he's sort of opposing and rejecting Yom Kippur. So that's not really much of a proof. Ela Ema. Okay, so let's bring another raya. Karas the Yamama. You know, the Pasuk says, Avera Yom Kippur, right? He doesn't fast, right? He did it be'etzem hayoyim azeh, on the day of Yom Kippur, he'll get Karas. Karas the Yamama less, the Rebbe less, according to Rebbe, there's no Karas applicable? Because he should get instant kapara. So the Gemara once again, no. Alam alay mishkach, alam alay, what's the problem? Mishkach asla. I can come up with a case of transgression of Yom Kippur on the Yom Kippur day itself, which still does not allow, just practically, for kapara. Just circumstantially, de'achal umtza, he ate this, little barbecued meat on Yom Kippur, v'chanke, and he choked on it. Umeis, he died right away, so he never had the opportunity. Inami, another example, de'achal samach l'shkeh sacham, he ate right before, sunset on Yom Kippur. In which case, he never had a moment of Yom Kippur. He didn't experience Yom Kippur in order to avail himself to Kapara. So perhaps that's why Kares can still apply for an Avera of Yom Kippur. But theoretically, if he had done an Avera of Yom Kippur, eaten or done Malacha, even on Yom Kippur, if it should allow for Kapara, if it was during daytime and with enough opportunity to experience Yom Kippur after the fact, perhaps he gets Kapara. So there's no proof to Rava's point, but in any case, Rava did make that distinction, that even according to Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippur is Machaper without Teshuvah, that wouldn't apply to Averis of Yom Kippur itself, to violating the Yom Kippur by eating, by all that, because in a sense he's rejecting, he's not availing himself to the Kapara of Yom Kippur. It's like we had if you recall, in Maseches Sanhedrin, in the last parak Chelek, right? A person who rejects Tchias HaMeisim, doesn't believe, he loses. He loses Eil HaBa because, as the Gemara says, look, he's not availing himself. He's rejecting it. He's not tapping into it. So then he loses that privilege. Nacharusa Rav Isaac Lowy pointed out. It's a nice tushdal. Okay, so bottom line, according to Rebbe, Yom HaKippurim is a mechaper even without the Shuvah. And with respect to the scope of the kapara of the Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Mishtalayach, so they're mechaper for everything and for everybody. Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree regarding the power of Yom Kippur that it could work independent of the Shuvah. Continues the Gemara, Echad Yisroel, Vachad Kayhan, Vachad Meshuach. Again, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. In terms of scope of who could benefit from the Yisroel HaMishtalayach, anybody, Yisroel, Kayhan, Kayhan Meshuach. So, before we continue, let's just sort of present the outline of the next sugya. This refers back to the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that with respect to general Averis, we're all in the same boat. Yisraelim, Kayhanim, will all benefit from the Soir HaMishtaleach, the goat that's tossed off the mountain. Now, with respect to specific Averis, like Tumas Migdash HaKadoshim, inadvertent entry to the Beis HaMigdash while the person's tummy or eating karbon is in that state. So for the Yisraelim, we have a kapara through the Soyer HaPnimi, the internal goat, the internal chatas, which addresses cases where he was aware of his state of tumah prior to the incident, but hadn't yet recalled. Didn't come to his awareness after the fact. So he's not yet able to bring a carbon. At this point, the Soyer HaPnimi temporarily suspends any detrimental effect, any impact, any consequence of his act. That's for the Israel. Okay, Hanim, they have their own system. That's the par, the cow that the Kohen Gadol brings, takes care of the Kohen Gadol, his family, and the Kohanim, with respect to Tumas Migdash HaKadoshah. Rabbi Shimon, however, takes a different route. He says, look, Kohanim have their own track regarding everything, not only regarding Tumas Migdash HaKadoshah, do they tap into the par. The actual par addresses that. But there is vidui, there's confession on the par as well, and that will address all the other averis with respect to the Kohanim. Okay, so that's in a nutshell what's coming up here. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with respect to where the Kohanim draw the kapara from. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the same place as the Israelim, except for Tumas Migdash HaKadosh, which they get from the par. According to Rabbi Shimon, all other issues as well is they're covered. On all other averis as well, they're covered by the vidui of the par. So the Mishnah says, Echad Yisroel, Echad Kayhan, Echad Kamishuach, whether you're this, you're that, it's all the same thing. But then the Mishnah says, well, no, there's a difference between Yisroel and Kayhanim with respect to Tumas, Migdash HaKadoshah. So the wording of the Mishnah seems to be inherently contradictory. How do I understand the statement of the Mishnah? Ketani, first we say Echad Yisrael, Echad Kayhanim, Echad Kayhanim, Meshuach, irrespective of what you are, we all tap into the same source of Kapar. But the Mishnah elaborates and differentiates. Ma ben Yisrael Kayhanim, Ukay Meshuach. So what differences are there between Yisraelim and Kayhanim? So are we equal or are we different? Amar Bida, Hachika Amar, the Mishnah means like this. Depends for what? Echad Yisrael, Echad Kayhanim, Echad Meshuach, Miskapen, Besar Meshtalech. B'shar Averis. Regarding other Averis, we all tap into the same source. Soira Mishtaleach. The only difference is regarding Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. Bein Chilik Beinei. There's no difference between all of them. Umma Ben Yisrael L'Kayhanam L'Kayhanam Mishuach. Is there any difference? Yeah. Regarding specific issues of Tumas Migdash. Elo Shapar Mechapar L'Kayhanam Al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. Regarding Tumas Migdash, the Kayhanam tap into the par, and we tap into the Soir HaPnimi. Umani Rabidi. And this, in fact, is Rabbi Yudah speaking. As we're going to find in the following price, the Sanya. The Chiper al Migdash HaKodesh. Rashi says this is describing the Hakrov of the Par and the Soir HaPnimi, which is Mechaper and Tumas Migdash issues, irrespective of where they happened in the Beis HaMigdash. So Migdash HaKodesh is all the way inside, in the Kodesh HaKodesh, the Lefnai Lefnim. If a Tumah occurred there, it's taken care of. As Oyel Moed, that's a different area. Zah Hechel, something happened in the Hechel regarding Tumah. The word Mizbeach Kimashmoy, something happened on the Mizbeach, right? Rashi says it's the internal Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach. There's something that was brought there that wasn't tahir. The word Yechaper El Azores, it's referring to the outlying areas, the Azores. The word Kayhanim Kimashmoy refers to the Kayhanim. They are going to be covered by this. Kapar, Amhakol, who's that? El Yisrael, the rest of the nation. Yechaper, who's that? El HaLevim, covers the Levim as well. So we see that they're all tied together. Hushvu kulon the Kapar Acha, so the last word, Yechaper, ties everybody together. Then in fact, regarding other Averis, we're all covered by the same coverage. Shemes Kaprim, Besorim, Shaleh, Vashar Averis. So although regarding Tumas Migdash, we have different coverages, but regarding other Averis, we're all covered equally by the Sora Mishtaleach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Kayhanim have their own track regarding everything. And he says like this, Kashem Shadam Soir HaNasa Befnim Mechaper Al Yisrael. Just like the blood of the internal Soir covers for the rest of the nation, regarding Tumas Migdash, right? Al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav, Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Al HaKayhanim. Likewise, the blood of the par, brought by Aaron HaKohen by the Kohen Gadol, covers for the Kayhanim Al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. That's step one. Likewise, they have independent kapara regarding other averes as well. Ukeshem shevidui shel soir hamishtaleach. And just like the confession applied to the goat that sent away and down the mountain, mechaper al Yisrael covers for Yisrael for other issues, b'shar averes. Likewise, the Kayhanim have their own coverage. Kach viduya shel par, mechaper al Kayhanim shar averes. Likewise, the confession related to the par atones for the Kayhanim regarding other averes. So he sort of splits the par at the count of two. There's the actual par, that's for Tumas Migdash, and the vidya of the par, that's for other averes. So again, in a nutshell, according to Rabbi Yehuda, regarding other averes, we're all in the same boat, covered by the Soir Mishtaleach. Regarding Tumas Migdash, we have the Soir Apnimi, the Kayhanim have the par. Rabbi Shimon says, regarding other Averis as well, the Kayhanim are covered by the par. Ask the Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda had a pasuk, it said, Yechaper, they're all covered by the same thing. Rabbi Shimon, Havadai, Hushvu. And we find in the pasuk that they're all covered by the same system. How could you differentiate between Kayhanim and Israel? Says the Gemara, yeah, we're on the same boat with respect to having coverage. But with which coverage are we going to get? Depends who you are. My hushu. In which way are they all equated? The b'nei kapar ninu. They're eligible for kapar. Miu kol chad v'chad mechab nafshei. But certainly each segment of our population, of our nation, will have their own source of kapar. My tamid Rav Shimon. Now where is Rav Shimon coming from? Why is he presenting it this way? How does he know that the kayhanim have their own separate coverage regarding everything? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'lokach ha-shnei ha-seirim. This is the famous Shnei Seirim, the couple, right? Famous couple of two goats. One is Seir HaPnimi, Seir LaShem, one is Seir LaZazel. The pasuk here binds them together, connects them. Shnei Seirim in one descriptive phrase. What's the point of connecting them? It says Reb Shimon Iskish, Seir Mishtelech, Seir Nasa Bifnim. Torah here is connecting the two goats. Mas Soir HaNasa B'Fnim, just like the internal Soir, Einem Chaber Al Kehanim, Al Tumas Migdash will not address Tumas Migdash for Kehanim. Why? Asher la'am, the pasuk says it belongs to the nation. It's their carbon. Avsoir hamishtalech, likewise, the other seir, eino mechaper l'kehanim. B'shar averus will not cover the kehanim regarding other averus. They have to have their own source, which is the par. V'rab Yehuda, but he responds, no, amar lach, I'll tell you, lachi iskush. The connection between the two goats relates to something else. Shiyushavim b'mahara, they shall look the same, same appearance, ubakayma, same height, ubadavim, cost the same. Kudas, that's what it's coming from. Continues the Gemara. Man tana, l'hod tana rabban. Here comes a brisa, which doesn't seem to be in line with this shita here. Look, the brisa says, v'shachat, so who's the author of the brisa? Which begins with a pasuk, v'shachat, asir achat, asir shalam. So he does shchita on the goat, which belongs to the am. Shalam means it's theirs. Sheina kahanim mischaprim boi. The kahanim can't tap into this kapara. Where then will they get kapara? B'mem iskaprim, b'par shel aron, right? They use the kohen gadol's par. Yochel lo yiskapru, b'par shel aron, perhaps they can't tap into that carbon because it's exclusively his. It's not theirs. Shar kvar nema ashaloy, it's his. He pays for it. So perhaps me'ata, based on that, ein len kapara, they have no source of atonement. The answer is kishu aimer yichapra l'kehanim. The pasuk says that they will get kapara. Motzinu len kapara. Clearly, they have kapara. So we know they get kapara. But from where? By mehem miskapra. So we have a couple of options, right? They can tap into the carbon that belongs to the rest of the nation. They can tap into the kohen gadol's carbon. Which way is preferred? Well, that's an easy decision. Mutav, it's preferred. It makes more sense. She is kapru b'par shel aron. That they should tap into the kohen gadol. We call it par shel aron because he was a kohen gadol. But it means every kohen gadol, every year, brings his carbon. They should tap into that because we see that the power of the kohen gadol, although it's personal, he pays, but it has expansive powers. It stretches. Shari huta mechlolai. Because this is a term used in many times in Gemara. There's an exception. In this case, it just means that we see that it treads beyond the limited borders. Typically, you would assume it's his, and it's only going to atone for him. No, look, it atones for his family as well. We make exceptions, so to speak, Eitzel Beisa, regarding his family. The Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'adu ba'ad Beisa, addresses his family's sins as well. So once we find that it has expansive, stretching powers, we'll cover the entire Shevet, the entire, all the Kehanim as well, as opposed to the carbon belonging to the rest of the nation, where we don't find that it has expansive, stretching powers. V'yiskapru b'soyer hanasa b'fnim, as opposed to providing coverage to the Kehanim using the soyer of Klal Yisrael, shalihut mechlolei etzel b'risay, where we don't find any exception made, so to speak, to cover anybody's family, the Kohen Gadol's family, it's strictly for Yisrael. And if you insist on countering this logic, the Gemara later will tell us what the problem is, because Pasuk says Beisei. Beisei is his family. They're not Beisei. They're maybe Mishpucha, they're relatives, but they're not his family. Right? Hari Oimer? No, the Pasuk regards all the Kehanim as the Kohen Gadol's family. Beis Aaron, Baruch Hashem, it's one happy family. Beis Halevi, Baruch Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So his carbon will address his entire, all the Kehanim. Okay, so that's the end of the Brisa. Who authored the Brisa? Which opinion is reflected here? Mantana. I'm Rabbi Yirmi, like Rabbi Yudah. Apparently it's not like Rabbi Yudah. Why? Because the Brisa was sort of grappling with the Kehanim's Kapara. Where are they going to get Kapara from? What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yudah, it's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. The Rabbi Yudah, because according to him, they have where to go. Ha'amar kahanim, he said kahanim, yeshlan kapara, b'sar mishtaleach. They're covered by the regular soyer. What's the issue? Umami. So who's speaking in this price? Rava Amar Rav Shimoni. Apparently it's Rav Shimon speaking. Da Amar, who says kahanim, ein lehenim, kapara, b'sar mishtaleach, who says kahanim, do not tap into the sar mishtaleach. So the question is, what happens to them? They're stranded. And we have to redirect them to the paroi shel aron. Abaya Amar, no, I feel the same Rav Yudah. The price certainly could be Rav Yudah speaking. Hachigam, the Brisa just meant like this. I understand regarding other averus, they tap into the soil of Mishtalech. What about Tumas Migdash? They're stranded with respect to that. Me'ata. If they can't tap into the carbon of Yisrael, they're stranded. Ein lehem kapara, but Tumas Migdash Agdash. Regarding Tumas Migdash, they have nowhere to go. And the Pasuk clearly indicates that they'll have kapara, they'll have coverage. When the Pasuk says, Yechapara lekeharim, they have kapara. Mutzinu, sheishlam kapara, apparently they have kapara. Right, so matzinu sheish and kapara b'shar averus. We find that they have kapara regarding other averus, and we'll assume they're no different than us. Ukemoy de matzinu sheish and kapara b'shar averus, just like they have kapara regarding other things. Kachlish len kapara, but tumas migdash gedasha. So we'll assume that they have kapara regarding Tumas Migdash as well, right? The pasuk that we're quoting, Yechaber al-Kehanam, is actually a pasuk regarding Tumas Migdash, V'chiper es Migdash HaKodesh, right? That's the pasuk we mentioned earlier. So how can we leave them stranded? So the question is, where are they going to go? Where is their coverage? So where do we go? So that was the conclusion. We send them over to the par of Kohen Gadol. It's mishpucha. Mutav shis kapara b'parah shel Aaron. It makes more sense to assume that they're getting kapara from the Kohen Gadol's carbon. They're a chief, right? Sharihuta mechlol itzobeisa. We see that it addresses Kohen Gadol's family as well. So we assume it covers the rest of the kohanim. By yis kapara b'sara nasa b'fnim, as opposed to the internal sire, which is not kohanim related. Sharihuta mechlol. We don't find that it has expansive powers. Ibn Ashach Leimer, if you'll question this logic. And so will be Ari Oimer, base Aaron. So we see the entire family, all the Kehanim are regarded as one big family, Baruch Hashem. Now, what would you have asked? Umay v'im nafshach leimah. What does the Gemara mean? Well, you could have posed my logic. Chitayim, perhaps you'll say, basic, the Pasuk said, v'chipa ba'adu yibad basa, it covers his family. These are my distant cousins, they're not my immediate family. The answer is no, they're all one big happy family. Kulo on the Korean base, as the Pasuk says, base Aaron Baruch Hashem. Yer Hashem Baruch Hashem. One more point. V'hai Asha La'am L'achid Asa. Ask the Gemara. We didn't want to give them coverage from the Yisoyer, because that's Asha La'am, it belongs to the nation. L'achid Asa, is it coming to tell you to exclude the Kehanim from that kapara, right? That's why we had to go to the power of Aaron. What do you mean? Hami bayle the kamar achmana. The point of Asher La'am isn't necessarily to push away the kehanim from coverage. The pasuk is simply telling us, informing us, who has to pay for the carbon? Midam lehami. It should be from their funds. The power comes from the kohen gadol's funds, and the soyer is sponsored by the community. Midam lehami. So perhaps that's the whole point, not to exclude the kehanim from coverage. Sponsorship would have been learned from the other pasuk. They have to pay for it. That's understood from that pasuk. And the pasuk repeats, Asher La'am. Pasuk is indicating that the kehanim are not going to be covered. And that's why we have to find them a new address. Okay, we'll continue by the Shem tomorrow, but in a nutshell, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shim. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, regarding Tumas Migdash Gedasha, we have a distinction between Yisraelim who get kapara through the Yisrael Apnimi, Kehanim through the Par Kohen Gadol. Regarding other averus, we're all covered equally by the Yisrael Mishtaleach. Based on the Pasuk, Yechaper ties it all together. Reb Shimon says, just like regarding Tumas Migdash, the Kehanim get coverage from the Par Aaron, and although it says Yechaper Ba'adei Ba'ad Beisei, his family, all the Kehanim are considered Beisei. And likewise, regarding other averus, right, so we split the par into two. The actual dam, the actual carbon, addresses Tumas Migdash of Kehanim. And the vidoy of the par addresses all the other averis with respect to Kehanim. Yisraelim, regarding Tumas Migdash, have the Soyer Apnimi, and other averis are covered by the Soyer HaMishtaleach. All the best to you, and Atzlacha Rav.